have made New Year resolutions at some time or another. Resolutions can be about all sorts of things. A favourite one being a resolve to lose weight after the Christmas excess. How many of you can relate to that one? Or how about resolving to take more exercise, perhaps by joining a gym or going to the gym more often? No. And then there's the I'm going to start getting up earlier in the morning resolution. How long does that last, I wonder? You see, we're encouraged from all quarters to make New Year resolutions. Headlines of popular magazines scream out at you, a new year, a new you. And we think, yeah, this time I will make a resolution and I will stick to it. What's so attractive, initially at least, about making a New Year resolution? I think it's got a lot to do with starting all over again, ditching the failures of the past year, having expectations that somehow things will be better this time round. There's nothing particularly appealing, or sorry, it's rather there's something particularly appealing about a fresh start, a new beginning. This is the sixth message in the series, Every Picture Tells a Story. And today I want to speak to you about someone who, as a result of an amazing encounter with Jesus Christ, received all he needed to begin again. Let me introduce to you Zacchaeus, a picture of a new beginning. Okay, let's start off then with some background, just so we know where we're coming from and where we're headed to. We usually start off in this series with various questions like who, when, where, and so on. So the first question today is, when did this account that we're going to refer to take place? Well, because we're now into the New Testament, and will be for the next two messages in the series as well, it's probably safe to say it was around about 2,000 years ago. Where did this take place? It took place in Jericho, a town 15 to 18 miles northeast of Jerusalem. Jericho is reckoned to be the oldest city in the world, although there have been rebuilds of the city since it was first founded. Who is this person, Zacchaeus? Well, a few things about him. He was a tax collector. You can imagine he was a popular guy, yeah? Thing is, he was a chief tax collector. He was the head tax guy. He was wealthy. But he was also a cheat. And he was small. He was a tiny guy. What does his name mean? It means pure or righteous one. You can probably work out he was not living up to his name. We read about Zacchaeus in only one place in the Bible, and that's in Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Let's read what it says. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Charles Spurgeon, the well-known 19th century preacher, once asked a student who was training for the ministry to preach a sermon with no preparation. It probably deserves to be in the Guinness Book of Records as the shortest sermon ever, as it consisted of only 33 words. Funnily enough, it was on the subject of Zacchaeus, and this is how it went. First, Zacchaeus was a man of very small stature, so am I. Second, Zacchaeus was very much up a tree, so am I. Third, Zacchaeus made haste and came down, so will I. With that, the student sat down to shouts of more, more, from those who were listening. Spurgeon stated he couldn't improve on that if he tried. Well, I'm going to take a little more than 33 words this morning as we look at Zacchaeus, a picture of a new beginning.